Track 12, David Clayton Meets. David seems to have been hunting around in his family archives, and he's unearthed a couple of poems by his auntie Greta. Here he is to tell you a bit of history.
I'm always proud to say that I'm the longest-serving editor of BBC Radio Norfolk, your local station around these parts. I ran it for 18 years and was involved with it from when it opened in 1980, so a lifetime of broadcasting. But during the time I was at the BBC running Radio Norfolk, they'd often send me to caretake other radio stations for a while. One of them, notably, was Radio Manchester, a really big station in a really big area. But it wasn't so much the running of it. The hotel I was in was right next to Granada Television. So often various members of the cast of Coronation Street and other productions would be in the hotel. One notably was Maggie Jones, the actress Maggie Jones, who played Deirdre's mum, Blanche Hunt. Now, she was one of a long line of Coronation Street battle axes, the women who said what they thought and could be sort of quite bullying in a very comic way. She was great, and I would sit with her in the bar most nights. She always just had a bowl of soup. She never had dinner, and she always had a glass of Pinot Grigio. Sometimes I'd sit and join her. In her bag, she always had the scripts, which she'd never let me see, because obviously Coronation Street was shooting about 4 weeks ahead of the current plot. But she was a lovely lady. I enjoyed meeting her. I also ran BBC Three Counties Radio in Luton for a while, BBC Radio Suffolk in Ipswich, and they sent me off to run BBC Radio Cleveland, which is now called BBC Tees. It's the same station. It's in Middlesbrough, which I always call the land of my birth, because I was born about 10-12 miles from it in a place called Mask-by-the-Sea. In fact, my mum would take me shopping in Middlesbrough when I was a young lad. And I got to run the station for about 4 or 5 months. At the time, they were knocking the building around to do alterations for all sorts of reasons. So I landed on a building site to be in charge of the radio station. So there were boxes everywhere. And it was one day I was rummaging through an old box that was sitting there, and it was full of books. Radio stations get lots of books. Publishers send them. Listeners send in stuff they've written. Anyway, there were many, and I had a rummage, and there was a thing called Reflections, an anthology of verse, but the name at the bottom caught my attention. It was by Greta Thompson. Now, Greta Thompson is my aunt, or was my aunt. She's long gone. But back in the early 70s, she was something of a local radio superstar for writing poetry. I never knew. I did subsequently find out. So I'd found a poetry book by my aunt by accident. And because I've found it again, and there's a lovely poem which sums up Christmas written by my aunt in the early 70s, I thought I'd read it to you for this special Christmas edition. Now, I might adopt a slightly northern accent, and if I do, it won't be very good, but let's go with it. Here she is. This is Greta Thompson, and it's called A Poem for Christmas. Christmas! What's that? The young man asked, and his eyes were troubled and wild. It started a long time ago, I said, with the birth of a little child. Well, what if it did? He asked again. What's that got to do with us? Babies are born every hour of the day, and nobody makes a fuss. I know, I replied, but this was a child who was sent from heaven above to save all mankind and teach us to live with humility, faith and love. There ain't no such things, he spoke with scorn. A load of old rubbish, that's all. Nobody cares if you're living or dead or stuck with your back to the wall. But you're wrong, I replied. There's some good in the world, much more than most folks will admit. I'll take you along to a place that I know and try and convince you a bit. There was warmth, there was laughter, and happiness reigned. A welcome was given to all. There were young folk and old folk enjoying themselves, and right at the end of the hall the nativity scene was set up on a stand, reminding us why we were there. And after a while, when we'd sung ourselves hoarse, we knelt in the silence of prayer. The young man came over to bid me good night. I know what you mean now, he said. There is so much good in the world. You were right, all because of a babe in a shed. Merry Christmas, he called as he went on his way, and the words drifted way up above. They carried the message of all those who'd found humility, faith and love.
Thank you, David, and we'll look forward to hearing another of Auntie Greta's poems in a short while.